Hello, this is Willow with Mystic Life Design, and today we're going to talk about some variations of the energy body practices. These practices can be done after you've mastered the basic practice. So many variations are possible, but today we're going to talk about three general categories of variations. So once again, I'd like to remind you that many mystical adventures are possible once the energy body is awakened. So these practices are very useful in expanding your consciousness. So the first practice variation we'll talk about is opening up the lower body further. So in the basic practice, we did the breath of fire, contracted the root chakra, drew the energy up the spine, spiraled it around our crown, spiraled it down outside of our body, and then down into the earth about 4 feet, and then back up to the pelvic floor. So that's the basic practice. So in the realm of subtle energy, it is taught by the masters that one should focus on grounding before one focuses on going up out of the crown chakra. Our energy bodies are basically constructed like trees. A tree does well when its root system is as large as its canopy. So we do the same. We focus on opening up the below, opening up our energy into the earth, opening up our own roots and grounding before we focus on opening up the canopy, opening up the crown chakra to the higher realms. I have done hundreds of readings on people reading their energy body, and I would say maybe 1 in 10 people is actually grounded to the earth. And in particular, light workers are very sensitive to the above and often have very open and radiant crown chakras and third eyes and hearts, and are often very ungrounded. So it's very important to correct this imbalance before you proceed down the path. So to work on establishing firm grounding, do the basic practice, and then when the energy is down in the below, spend quite some time spiraling deeper and deeper and deeper into the earth. You can focus on the root chakra, sending the energy down from the root chakra, and it's also good to focus on the legs and feet, opening up the subtle energy channels in the legs and feet and sending the energy down to the earth through the feet as well. So remember, energy follows thought. So we open up these channels by visualizing the energy flowing in a certain way. Soon you will be able to sense it, but sometimes we need to visualize it before we can actually sense the energy. Another variation of the grounding practices is to do this lying down. You might want to start sitting up, opening the central channel, doing the basic practice, and then lying down, really focus on the legs. From time to time, I spend about an hour doing this practice, really opening up my legs and sending the energy far out of the feet. Way out into the feet. It's quite an amazing experience, actually, to be this fully into one's lower body. Most of us are not in our lower bodies like this, and it is a very useful and helpful thing. In particular, it's helpful for manifesting. Many light workers have some resistance to being on the planet for good reasons. It's kind of intense down here, a lot of strong energies, and us sensitive people, you know, kind of prefer more gentle and delicate spaces, as in the etheric realms from whence we came. So many of us have resistance to being here on the planet, And because of this resistance, we're not in our lower body and we have trouble manifesting on this plane. So to be completely empowered human beings, we need to work through this resistance, get into our lower bodies, send our energy out through our root and feet, and really land here on the earth. Sometimes when I'm reading people and I'm encouraging them to open up their legs, I get the guidance to invite them to go on walks in nature. And as they're walking in nature, once again, open up their legs, the subtle energy in their legs, and draw in the green energy of the earth through their legs. So most of our resistance to being on the planet is due to human beings and civilization, due to noise and pollution and overstimulation. So to work with this problem, I encourage people to open into nature, because nature's full of loving and nurturing energy. And once we get in the habit of opening to nature, then our resistance to being in our lower body can diminish. There are several ways to visualize and sense the energy opening up through the lower body. One is to work with the image we worked with in the basic practice, which is the drilling image, spiraling that big loving drill into the earth. Another image is the dinosaur tail, imagining a tail the width of your hips going down into the earth, kind of undulating down and down and down into the earth. A third image is that of a tree root, sending a big taproot down and then letting that taproot branch off into other roots and sending those roots down. I also like to work with the root image with my feet. I imagine roots growing out of each toe and out of my heel. And so I send these six roots from each foot down into the earth. Sometimes when I read people who are particularly ungrounded, I have them imagine a large rock a few feet down underneath the earth. This can be a large granite, stone, or a crystal. And I have them send roots down and wrap those roots around the rock. This is an amazing calming and stabilizing exercise to do. So when we do these exercises, we'll start with the basic practice. We'll do the basic practice a couple times, and then we'll really focus on the below. So as we're doing this, breathe as you need to and continue working on opening the energy below. So once again, grounding is very important, and you will definitely benefit from doing these practices.